USDA's annual Agricultural Outlook Forum was held in Washington last week, and Chief USDA Economist Joseph Glaber noted that the forecasts varied by various products. First of all, he announced that the ag exports would go to another record, $142.6 billion in fiscal 2014. It's going to be $1.5 billion higher than the previous record, so exports are booming. He said the forecast for grain and feed exports is boosted $3.2 billion from November to $31.3 billion on greater volumes of wheat, corn, and feeds and fodders, he said. Speaking about the farm bill and farm income, he said the new farm bill will have a minimal impact on crops farmers' decisions about what to plant. But the elimination of direct payments has already had an impact on the decline in farm income. He said the farm bill will force farmers to make choices, one between the agricultural risk coverage or the price loss coverage programs. But since both of them are based on producers' base acres on the farm rather than their actual planted productions, the program will likely have a limited impact on acreage decisions. He said global grain and oil seed consumption has grown faster than the population in the past 10 years, and demand for these products is expected to set records in 2014. He said the biggest wild card this year in agriculture will be the drought in the western states. He said global trade is expected to increase in the next 10 years by 15% for wheat, more than 30% for corn, and almost 40% for soybeans. The American Peanut Council has announced the top buyers of U.S. peanuts from January through December this year. The top buyer is Canada. The number two one is China. Number three, the Netherlands. And number four, Mexico. And number five, Germany. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.